Áine, the Irish technology firm First Derivatives has scored a notable business win. It's won a deal to supply software to the Australian financial regulator. It will help monitor Australia's capital markets, share and bond trading to check for any suspicious or illegal activity such as insider trading. Now, heating bills generally tend to be what we worry about at this time of year in this part of the world, but in Dubai, it's more the cost of cooling that's a problem. Air conditioning bills for one of the many skyscrapers in the Emirate can run into the tens of millions of euro. And the Irish company Crowley Carbon has just signed a €64 million deal to help reduce those bills. Norman Crowley is chairman and founder of the company and is here to tell us a bit more about it this morning. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Connor.
First of all, tell us, what is it that Crowley Carbon does?
So what we do is we make commercial buildings and factories smarter. So if you imagine that when you work during the day now, you've got iPads and smartphones. When you go home in the evening, you have smart TVs. But it's like the average building or factory has actually missed all that revolution, and it actually is not a very smart place at all. So a building doesn't react very well to changes in the weather, changes in occupancy, changes in the time of day. So what our technology does is it makes the building smarter. And the net result of that is a 30 to 50% reduction in energy consumption.
So tell us more about this Dubai deal then. Clearly, from what you're saying, buildings perhaps don't react to changes in temperature that might lead them to use the air conditioning a little bit less often than they perhaps are right now.
Yeah. So it's hard for us here in rainy Dublin today to imagine what it's like in Dubai in the middle of the summer. It's about 50 degrees. Chilling is a massive cost to them. So an example would be in one of the malls we're working in, the chilling bill is about €32 million a year. So there, it's just a huge challenge. And so to anything you can do to reduce the cost of that, most of the Middle East modern buildings were built when oil was $20 a barrel. Now oil is around $100 a barrel. So energy costs is a massive, massive problem. And so if you can put in a technology that will reduce energy consumption by that amount, then it's big news. And thankfully for us, it's in very big demand down there.
And what sort of savings are you looking at from those type of projects?
So to give you an idea of scale of a building, you're looking at savings. Like one of the buildings we're working on at the moment is the tallest residential tower in the world. It's called a Princess Tower. They'd be looking at energy reductions of several million euros a year from the running costs of that building.
You're also applying the technology, obviously, in other parts of the world, including here. Tell us a bit more about what you're doing in Ireland.
So a lot of the work we've been doing in Ireland, we've been doing a lot of work with large commercial buildings, with retailers, a particular focus actually on food factories. One of the projects we've just finished, we reduced oil consumption in a factory by 80%. And to give you an idea of quantum on that, it's about 40,000 litres of oil a week. So it's a huge reduction. It's not you're not talking about changing a light bulb here. It's a massive and material reduction.
Yeah. Norman Crowley, chairman and founder of Crowley Carbon, thanks very much for coming into us this morning. In terms of currency news today, the euro trading at $1.31 and 81.2 pence sterling. Remember, there's more business news, as always, on rte.ie/business and also on the news.